Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. I almost feel like, you know, it's my first time.
It's been a bit.
It's been like 2 weeks. This will teach me to, you know, get up at 1:30 and go do a morning show on Mondays. Enough of that nonsense. I get to miss out on the fun, which is what the Sunday show is. This is the fun. Mondays is work. Sundays is fun. And we're happy you joined us tonight. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for joining us. And of course, more important than Mother's Day, happy birthday to my lovely wife, who is a saint. Trust me. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show. We're thrilled to have you with us here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Pleased to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, we're going to take calls a couple different times tonight here on the John Whitmer Show. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at the John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a couple of special listeners tonight. In particular, we've got the old crew, the Delper Dang Fire Pit crew is back at it again. Why do they always pick Sunday? I think they do it intentionally. Well, I know they do it intentionally so that I can't be there. You bums. But anyway, so they're back at it again. And they also have a young visitor. Her name is Bexley, and she's 5 years old, which makes her the smartest person in the group, by the way. The intellectual level of the group has now risen, as she is no doubt the smartest one in the group. And don't let her smoke any cigars, by the way. But we are thrilled to have her with us this evening, and we're thrilled to have you guys with us here this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. If you've ever watched The Sopranos, then you will know who Steve Sciarupa is. Or if you've ever watched Blue Bloods, for that matter, you'll know him as well. He played Bobby Beccaro on The Sopranos. He played Detective Abdemarco on Blue Bloods, two of New York's iconic shows, iconic characters. He got to do TV series with James Gandolfini and Tom Selleck, and he'll be with us here coming up in just about a half an hour. He'll be here with 7:30. So we're looking forward to having Steve with us. He's got a brand new book, a children's book out, and in fact, he's got a children's book that we should get a copy for Bexley. We'll see if we can get a copy, but it's called Willy Boy Eats the World, and it's about his little dog. And so we'll ask Steve about that. House Speaker Dan Hawkins will join us to discuss the upcoming 2026 elections and the importance of maintaining the House, the Kansas House majority. Mark Meckler, one of the nation's most successful grassroots activists and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, will explain why he says door-to-door canvassing is essential for reaching modern voters. It's not text messaging. It's not, you know, mailers. It's the old, you know, door-to-door. It's canvassing. And it's so important. My wife and I have been door knocking a lot lately. Meckler says that's the key. And of course, we'll be taking your calls all throughout the show at 316-869-1330.
Okay, before you get revved up.
Yes. Aww. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Marlena. Oh, yeah, my singing's terrible. Happy birthday to you. Very nice, Phil. That was very nice of you. Thank you. Thank you. And you had to hear me sing. Yes, she is a saint. So, all right, now I can get revved up.
Yeah, you can get revved up.
I'm cleared.
You are cleared for takeoff.
Because I'm revved up.
Here we go.
Trust me. So, you know, I got to tell you, yeah, Phil, you know that old adage about insanity, doing the same thing over and over again.
And expecting the same result.
Yeah, well, we've got a case of it going on at the school district and city council. Because, you know, at some point you have to ask yourself, are some of these elected officials just not listening? Or do they honestly believe taxpayers are stupid? Because the people of Wichita have been sending a message loudly, clearly, and repeatedly. And apparently some folks down at City Hall and over at the school district either can't hear it, don't care, or just don't give a darn. And I would have said a different word, but Bexley's listening, so I'm behaving myself tonight. In March, Wichita voters absolutely annihilated that 1% city sales tax proposal. And not a narrow defeat, not too close to call. It was a political bloodbath. Over 80% of voters said no. 80%. In politics, you almost never see numbers like that unless voters are trying to send a message with a flamethrower. And the message was, we're taxed enough already. Stop spending money you don't have. Learn to live within your means like the rest of us do. That's the message. USD 259 should have got that same message last year, but no. Apparently, some elected officials heard all of that and thought, hey, you know what? Let's ask again for more money. And now we're hearing some Wichita City Council members, I think Leo Delperdangs, as a matter of fact, are floating the idea of another sales tax for the city of Wichita. Now, this time, they're saying that it's going to be more targeted for housing and homeless services. Like, taxpayers need to be providing housing for these people. Here's an idea. Go get a job. And of course, that's going to change everything, that it's more targeted. It doesn't change anything because apparently if politicians just rename the tax increase, you know, put lipstick on the same pig, taxpayers are supposed to suddenly fall in love with it. Or in the case of the school district, let's increase the amount and hope taxpayers are dumb. Folks, this isn't about whether homelessness matters. Of course it matters. Of course it's unfortunate. Of course it's tragic. But the problem is voters no longer trust government with more money because government has proven over and over and over again that it cannot control its spending addiction. It's irresponsible. It's like giving a drug addict more drugs. And while all of this is happening, the Wichita School District is now talking about a $615 million bond issue. I mean, come on. We're apparently, you know, not to 585 last time, 615, because why stop there? This comes after voters already rejected their massive school bond a couple years ago. Actually, not even a couple years ago. And keep in mind, enrollment is declining, families are tightening their belts, schools are closing, academic performance is flat or declining, groceries cost more, utilities cost more, insurance costs more, property taxes are crushing homeowners, and what's government's response? Give us more. It's like Oliver, please, sir, may I have some more? Always more. More taxes, more debt, more spending, more tone-deaf politicians. More burden on people already struggling to survive Biden-era inflation and years of government expansion. More government. You know what this is really? It's tone-deaf political arrogance. It's elected officials who've spent so much time inside government buildings, surrounded by lobbyists and consultants and bureaucrats and activists and special interests, they no longer understand how normal people live. Regular families don't get to fall on budgeting and then force their neighbors to bail them out. If your household budget blows up, you don't get to slap a 1% surcharge on your neighbors to pick up for your paycheck. You cut your spending, you prioritize, you make sacrifices, you live within your means. Why is government incapable of doing what everybody else does? President Reagan once said, government does not tax to get the money it needs. Government always finds a need for the money it gets. And boy, was he right. Because no matter how much taxpayers hand over, it's never enough. There's always another project, another program, another study, another initiative, another, quote, urgent need. And taxpayers are supposed to just sit down, shut up, and quietly fund it forever. Margaret Thatcher warned us about this decades ago when she famously said, the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. Well, guess what? Taxpayers are running out of money. I'm going to do the Joe Biden whisper. And you know, especially here in Wichita, people are tired of watching government grow while their own bank accounts shrink. They're tired of being told every tax increase is somehow an investment. Because let's be honest, what does it say about elected officials when voters reject a tax increase by over 80% and Wichita City Council members immediately start scheming about the next tax increase? The elections don't matter unless voters give politicians the answers they want, apparently. The truly uncompassionate position is demanding more money from people who are already drowning financially. Winston Churchill once said, "We contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to lift it himself up by the handle." You cannot tax a struggling community into prosperity. You cannot spend your way out of fiscal irresponsibility. And you cannot continue ignoring voters without consequences. At some point, elected officials need to understand something very simple. The money belongs to the taxpayers first, not the government, not to City Hall, not to school district. The taxpayers earned it. And by instead of listening, some politicians are behaving like Marie Antoinette. And let them eat cake. Well, you know what? We can't afford cake anymore. Government still wants another sales tax, another bond issue, another spending spree. Well, maybe City Hall should learn to prioritize. And they should learn to live within its means. And if some elected officials still haven't gotten the message, then maybe even louder one next time around, and it'll come up when their names are on the ballot. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll take your calls at 316-869-1330. Babies grow up to be cowboys. I love the Mother's Day theme. Very nice. Good job with the bumper music tonight, Phil. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And make sure you like and follow KNSS and Odyssey at the iHeartRadio TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow me on Facebook and X at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to get updates on the show. Studio lines are open 316-869-1330. Ray, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
That was Mother's Day music.
Well, it's, hey, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. And mama in it, I mean, he's doing the best he can.
I hear that. Well, anyway, about 3 weeks ago, I called in about gerrymandering and how racist the Democrats were that they split the blacks off into their own little district.
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court fixed that, didn't they? Gerrymandering is a political process. It always has been. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the rules, you know, just to play by them. But it should be based on one person, one vote, and they've reset the rules. And now listen to the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hooray.
Uh-huh. Well, the sinister side of putting people off into their own special little district is that the Democrats will tell the person elected in the district how they are going to behave.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and who to vote for. And I think one of the funniest examples is, I think it's in Florida or one of the southern states. It could be, it may not be Florida, but one of those districts, maybe it's Tennessee. I think it's in Tennessee, where they're so upset because the one district has now been re-gerrymandered and they're so mad. And yet the Democrat's white and his likely opponent is a black Republican. And they're so upset. I sit there thinking, wait a minute. I thought you were upset. The current district, the current rep is white. His opponent's a black, but the difference is it's a Republican. And so they're not really that upset about it. They just don't want it to lose. It's all about control for these folks.
A black Republican is the wrong kind of person.
Exactly. Wrong kind of black person for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, and that's why, for example, they don't like Clarence Thomas. You know, that's
exactly.
Why. Yeah, because he's, you know, but that's, look, I don't see color. I see person. I could care less. Yeah. You know, you're a good person. You're a bad person. You're a criminal. You're not
exactly.
a criminal. And I've always been that way. I could care less. And it just gets me really frustrated when people are, you know, starting to, the whole thing should be merit based. If it's going to be a political process, then it can be political based. Just one person, one vote. And same thing with college admissions. Make it merit-based and be done with it. So,
well, a voting area should be at least some form of geometric shape.
Communities.
Yeah.
If they're going to do it, obviously they're going to have to redesign them, you know, by geographic, but for population density. But at least keep communities together as best they can and try and keep it, you know, designed by try to keep, you know, like, in, for example, if you're going to have a community like Hayesville, well, try and keep Hayesville together. Or try and keep certain communities together. But beyond that, I could care less. Ray, I got to let you run. Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for calling. Call back anytime. I'm glad we were able to follow up with him, Phil, because I remember when he called a little while back on gerrymandering, and that was an interesting conversation when he did. Sean, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I wanted to talk about this new, I don't know much about this new attempt by the school board to get even more money than they've tried in the past.
The new tax increase that they're going to, and they will pass it, by the way. The school board will pass it. It will be on the ballot in November.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And then your previous caller, of course, he brought up another subject that's bothers me a lot, and it's just this gerrymandering.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that the Supreme Court in Virginia, because I didn't know if they would do it, but they kind of corrected the problem that the Democrats caused.
Yes.
By trying to take away all the, you know, they started this problem to begin with, and then I think the U.S. Supreme Court came down with a ruling before what happened in Virginia. And pardon me, I'm trying to remember all these things.
No, you are correct. That is exactly what's happened. And look, I mean, Democrats have been doing this redistricting thing. They basically, the way the way Democrats have done this for years is draw the map until it's blue. And that's how basically they've been doing it for years. And finally, Republicans have decided to play their game. And now they're mad about it. The Democrats are.
Yeah.
And it, look, we're just playing by the rules that you drew out. And in the case of Virginia, the reason that got found unconstitutional is because Virginia has a different system. Like in Kansas, for example, it's drawn by the legislature. In Virginia, they have a redistricting commission. But this case, they did an end run around their own commission, which is why it was found to be unconstitutional.
Well, you know, the Democrat Party has really just started out as a crap party. It's racist, believing in slavery and then segregation. And they started the Civil War when they couldn't get their way on slavery because of Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. And, you know, I turned 15 years old in 1980, John. The 80s is my favorite decade. And I, having grown up in through the late 60s and seen everything in the 70s, the 80s was the best time, the greatest decade this country ever had, and race relations were never better in this country any time before or any time since, actually, the 1980s. And Democrats have done everything they can to screw things up in this country racially with their racial identity politics and their gender identity crap. And I'm just, you know, it's I don't know. We really need God. We really need Jesus, and we need, I want him to do something. I just don't know what it is I want him to do.
Well, you know, I think you're right, Sean. And you know, here's the key, and I think we need to get to a point where, and I appreciate the call. I think we need to get to a point in our society where we just stop with the identity politics. You know, I've often wondered, I mean, I'm Scottish originally, you know, our family roots come, and I don't go around saying I'm a Scottish American. I'm an American American. And we got to get to a point where we're stopping with the African American or Mexican American or just be Americans and stop seeing people as, you know, I'm a this or a that or, and just be a person. And that's why I'm glad that we're moving beyond the DEI nonsense and the tranny nonsense and the gender non-binary. Look, sorry, folks. Hate to break it to you. There are two genders. Get over it. We've just got to get to a point where we stop with the identity nonsense and just start seeing each other as people. And I think if we would stop with that kind of malarkey and just start seeing each other for what we are, and you're a person, I'm a person, respect each other. You don't have to be, you know, rude about it, but just get beyond that and start, you know, I don't know. That maybe that's simple, and I guess I'm simple-minded. What can I say? Sean, I appreciate the call, my friend. Likewise, Ray. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, Sopranos and Blue Bloods star Steve Sciarrupa will be with us to reflect on his career, his incredible co-stars, and his new children's book, Willie Boy Eats the World. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back. It's Gandolfini, man. The guy worked with Gandolfini and Tom Selleck. I cannot wait for this one. Back right after this.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one. Can we just play the music? No, you don't have to play the music again. want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And make sure you listen to KNSS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show.
My next guest, Stephen Chirripa, is probably best known for portraying Bobby Bacala on The Sopranos and Detective Anthony Appadimarco on Blue Bloods. He is a producer, host of two investigation series on Discovery Channel. He is a regular cast member of The Secret Life of the American Teenager and the voice of Roberto in the Open Season series. Steve is also a New York Times best-selling author. He has a very successful Goombas book series, and he's gone on to write another series of books for young adults. And joining us now is a familiar face to millions of TV fans. You know him as Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos, Detective Anthony Appadimarco from Blue Bloods. But now Steve is taking on a very different role, a children's author. His new book is Willy Boy Eats the World. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Absolutely fantastic, and we are thrilled to have you on the show.
John, how's everybody?
So this book is a big shift from mobsters and police dramas. Where did the idea for Willy Boy Eats the World come from? And frankly, how much of Willy Boy's personality is based on your real dog?
Oh, the whole thing is based on my real dog. You know, we started making videos a few years ago by accident. I was eating a bag of popcorn, and I was making a video about Blue Bloods. You know, tune in Friday night. You know, the cast used to do that.
Yeah.
And I was making the video. Willie Boy stuck his head in the bag, and we posted it. People just loved it. They thought it was hilarious. So we started making more and more videos of Willie eating different foods, different places, all kinds of food. So I had this idea for a children's book. I've written seven other books before this, adult books, one young adult book that turned into a movie. So I had this idea about Willie taking Steve around New York City and showing him that there's more to life than just Italian food, to try new things, and it's okay to try things, and that's where the idea came from.
Well, and you've become kind of a food personality online with those viral Willy Boy videos. Did you ever imagine a dachshund and food clips would turn into a children's book?
You know, Sam, I've never imagined any of this. Ever. There was no game plan, honestly. It just came to me. I called the publisher. I had this idea. And I kind of dreamt the idea, believe it or not. There's a lot of stuff that's happened that I, like when I'm sleeping, I wake up, like, you know, I wake up and I said, oh, that might be a good idea. Let's do a podcast. I think we can turn the podcast into a book, you know, crazy ideas like that. And no, I never imagined it. But I also did this not worried about the money. It wasn't about money like you get in advance and the other books, you got to try to make the New York Times list. This was just, I want to immortalize this beautiful dog, my companion. It's like a son to me, and it's fun for my wife and my family. It's a beautiful book with a beautiful message, and honestly, that is why I did this book. The other ones, sure, you make an advance. I made a lot of money on some of them, and, you know, this one was a complete just from my heart, completely no game plan, you know?
Trust me, I sympathize. I empathize with you. I've got dogs myself, and they're our kids, to be honest. I've got to ask you, yeah, Steve, about The Sopranos. That show is still wildly popular with younger adults and younger audiences who weren't even born when it started. Why do you think it continues to connect with people all these years later?
You know, I think because of the writing. The writing holds up, you know? Sometimes you watch a TV show, like we all watch shows from the 80s or 90s, whatever age you are, and you see them years later, and you go, wow, this is terrible. How did I ever like this?
Yeah.
You know, but The Sopranos, you watch it now, it's like it was written now.
Yeah.
You know, besides the obvious, the cars, the computers, it's like it was written yesterday. And this has resonated with young people. And there's all kinds of, you know, there wasn't much social media when The Sopranos was on, you know. This is all afterwards, Instagram and all these websites and Instagram sites and Twitter sites. And it's all over the world. We just came back from a tour of the UK, me and Michael Imperioli. We did theaters there, 27,000 people. We did 14 shows in 10 days. We tell behind-the-scenes stories, Q&A, clips. And it was all young people with their parents. It's quite amazing to see. I think the show 50 years from now will still be going.
Well, and, you know, looking back, you had James Gandolfini, and then you made the jump to Blue Bloods, and you're working with Tom Selleck. You've worked on two iconic New York shows, The Sopranos and Blue Bloods, two very different audiences, and yet you're iconically involved with two of the greatest shows on television, really.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was on another show, a teenage show, right after The Sopranos with Molly Ringwald for 5 years that I enjoyed. The Blue Bloods was just, I went there to do one episode, maybe two, and I wound up doing 146. You know, it really was something. It was, I enjoyed very much the shows that shoot here in New York, Streets of New York.
You've written mob books, parenting books, and now children's books. What is it about writing that you enjoy compared to acting?
Because you can do it alone. And I like that time alone, you know?
Yeah.
I like that time. I like coming up with the idea, fleshing out the idea, making the changes. That I like. It's a completely different muscle than acting, obviously, you know? And you can do it by yourself.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
That's why.
I know I got to let you run, but looking back, what's your favorite memory working with James Gandolfini?
Oh, we used to laugh all the time. I mean, he was a lot of fun, Jim. Just a lot of fun to be around. Big guy, generous guy. I guess, when we did the fight scene, it was iconic fight scene. People talk about it. They always come up to me and ask about it, and I think it was only because we were such good friends he could do it, you know. We were such good friends, he said, come on, let's make this as real as possible. So, though we weren't fighting, we came pretty close.
Well, again, Steve, thank you for joining us. It's Willie Boy Eats the World, and we appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Nice talking to you.
It's an incredible incredible opportunity to talk with him. But the minute he came on there, Phil, I felt like I was in a mob story. You know, you recognize his voice, and glad to have the opportunity to talk to him. My wife and I have loved both shows that he did, Sopranos and Blue Bloods.
I'm ashamed to say that I have not watched an episode, and so I will rectify that.
Yes.
I will start.
You need to go watch The Sopranos.
I need to something.
It
and
is a great series.
I know about Blue Bloods because that's my mother's favorite show.
Great series.
Yeah.
Great series. Got to go watch Sopranos. You'll love it. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll take your calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, and of course, Bexley needs a copy of Willie Boy Eats the World. 316-869-1330. Our studio lines are open. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. 9 unelected people, five of whom are lawyers, by the way, pick whomever they want for our Supreme Court. Kansans deserve a voice in judicial selection. Voters, not lawyers, should decide. If you agree or if you want more information, visit takebackthebench.com for more information. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest information on the show. There are some great events coming up this month. You've got, obviously, every Friday, the Wichita Pachyderm Club has their luncheons. The social starts at 11:30. The speaker starts at noon. That's up on the ninth floor at the Ninth Floor Club right downtown. They're at the Ruffin Building downtown. So that's the Wichita Pachyderm Club. Then coming up on the 16th is the next AFP Day of Action. So if you want to get involved, help educate voters, you know, making calls or door knocking, that's coming up on the 16th. On the 21st of May, that's a Thursday evening, that's the next monthly meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. And then you've got two neat events coming up for the state and the county Republican Party. On the 28th, Phil, is the next Sedgwick County Republican Party bourbon and cigar event. Remember the one they did in November?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so successful. They're doing another one at the Candle Club. I've noticed they're already selling tickets, starting to sell. It's doing really well.
Good.
So that's coming up on Thursday evening, May 28th at the Candle Club again. And it's, that'll be that's limited seats available because it's, you know, it's the Candle Club. Mm-hmm. Limited availability. So last one sold out, as I recall. So this should be a good one. That's coming up on Thursday, May 28th, bourbon, martinis, and cigars. And then on May 30th, the Kansas Republican Party is coming into town with a Roll on Red bowling event at Let's Roll Seneca. So that's Wichita, 10 a.m. on May 30th. So you got a bunch of stuff, and we've shared all of this on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Yeah. So you don't have to go hunting. You can find it all. Just go to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, and you can get information on all of these events.
Yeah, folks, there's plenty of things to get involved with.
Yep, and most of them are fun. So you know, door knocking is fun. Getting out and meeting folks is fun. Monthly meetings. Pachyderm is always informative. They've got a number of gubernatorial candidates coming and debates. They will start having candidate debates. You get bourbon, cigars, and then you get bowling. So lots of good stuff. And again, you can go to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and find out all about it.
I'm just saying, thank goodness that the bourbon, cigars, and bowling is not all at the same time.
It could be fun. You know, I could see it maybe a little problematic, but hey, you know.
But regardless of that, yeah, people get involved. Yeah. There's a lot of things that you can do.
Yeah. That is the key, is to make sure that you're, you know, involved, because this is, you got an important election cycle, and a number of these are fundraisers, but that's okay, because it takes money to win elections, and we've got some very important. I just got a text tonight about one House rep that's got a primary now, and you know, the D's aren't taking this election off. We Republicans need to recognize that there's some serious elections coming up, and we need to be focused. We need to recognize that they're coming after us.
Yeah, these midterms are serious. Yeah, and we need to take
at every level. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Marshall is that could be a very serious race. And by the way, if anybody's got questions about this Hamilton guy, the quote unquote pastor, the independent moderate, this guy's a wolf in sheep's clothing. If you do any bit of research on him, he's the pastor out of Overland Park who's you're running as an independent moderate. That guy's a crackpot. He's a left-wing radical who's running as a moderate. He's not a moderate, but you know, what he's intentionally trying to do is mislead voters into thinking, oh, he's reasonable. He's reasonable like AOC is reasonable. He's, you know, reasonable like the, you know,
that you can't earn $1 billion.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, he would be another squad member, pretend he'd be another Sharice Davids. He's reasonable like she's reasonable. You know, she didn't vote for the end of government shutdown. She didn't vote. I mean, it'd be the same kind of person, except in the Senate. And all they need to do is the Dems get control of the House and the Senate, and you're going to have 4 years of impeachment, 4 years of defunding the police, radical trans ideology, and that we don't need that. And that's what this guy would be. And trust me, there's some serious elections, and these serious times call for serious people. And that's what we need. So,
and it's like you said, don't just take our word for it. Do some research.
Do your own
research, and you will find.
We'll take a quick break, and then after the top of the hour break, Mark Meckler, one of the nation's most successful grassroots activists and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. The Tea Party, we need Tea Party, folks. That's that predates the MAGA movement, and Mark will be with us and tell us why he says the door-to-door approach is essential for reaching modern voters. He'll be with us after the top of the hour. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to the number 39179 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars and make sure you like and follow One Hot Mama. Okay, mother, I'll give you that. Follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Joining us now is Mark Meckler. He is co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots and a longtime conservative grassroots organizer. As we head towards the 2026 midterms, Mark is warning Republicans not to take traditionally safe red districts for granted, arguing, like, for example, Kansas, by the way, arguing that campaigns win or lose on the ground through local engagement, turnout operations, and grassroots activism. Mark, thank you for joining us. A pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Yeah, it's always great to be with you, John.
So, Mark, you've warned Republicans that some traditionally safe red districts may not be safe, as at least not as safe as people assume, and the warning signs are out there. And I point to one of our own Senate seats here in Kansas, in particular. But what warning signs are you seeing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be clear, John. I'm not a doom and gloom guy.
No.
Yeah, the election's really up in the air, in my opinion, right now. And it's probably better than most people thought it could be for Republicans at this point. I think mostly because Democrats do an incredible job of just stabbing themselves repeatedly. But here's the problem. From a structural perspective, midterms especially are won in the ground game. The reason for that is the turnout is lower than in a general election. And so the question is, who can enthuse their base to actually get out and vote? Turnout is obviously lower in a midterm, and so less votes makes more of a difference. And this is where Republicans have trouble. The RNC itself, not good at the ground game. Traditionally, never have been, as far as I can tell. I'm not seeing any extraordinary upswell of great RNC activity. My experience with state parties all across the country, and I'm active literally through Convention of States in all 50 states right now, I can't point to a lot of Republican parties around the country that have a good ground game. Now, if anybody's involved in their local county and they're, you know, screaming and yelling right now because your county's good, congratulations. That's fantastic. I actually have seen that at the county level. But broadly speaking, Republicans just don't play the ground game very well. And so unless we start focusing on this idea of he who knocks on doors wins, then we have a chance, a real chance of losing red districts. They can flip in a midterm pretty easily.
No, you're right. And there are, don't get me wrong, there are organizations like Americans for Prosperity and some others that are great at the ground game. And, you know, here in Sedgwick County, we have some great door knockers that get out and work for our party. But by and large, I think you're right. We have got to, this is the key. And it's too many, I think, rely on, oh, well, I can send mail or I can do some text messaging. But, you know, that nothing beats having knocked on tens of thousands of doors myself. Nothing beats door knocking.
Yeah, look, I mean, and you think about it just from a basic human perspective. When you get your ballot, if you're mail-in balloting, early voting, and by the way, if you have a chance to early vote, do early vote for sure. But if you're out there and it's election day and you go into your precinct and you're ready to vote and you're staring at the ballot. And you remember John Whitmer knocked on your door. Oh, yeah, I remember that guy, Kenneth. That was a super nice guy, very friendly, good smile, handsome dude. You're way more likely to vote for John Whitmer than you are some guy that's just a name on the ballot that you don't know. No matter how many mailers might have landed in your box, no matter how many emails you've gotten, the fact that John was there and knocked at your door is going to make all the difference.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And I've done, I cannot tell you how many candidate trainings I've done where I've told them that that is the key. Nothing beats pounding the flesh. Nothing beats the candidate at the door. And, you know, that is, whether we want to admit it or not, that's, that is the best way to get votes, is to have candidates at the door. And Democrats have historically invested heavily in this type of voter contact and neighborhood level organizing. Do you believe Republicans are still behind operationally in some areas, or are we catching up?
No, I think we're far behind. And that's the part, that's why I'm raising this red flag. And I agree with you. There's a bunch of groups, AFP among them, that do a great job on door knocking. And you and I just focused on candidate door knocking, and that's important. And I do think this is secondary when a group like AFP is out there knocking on doors. It's not quite as good as if John Whitmer's knocking on his own doors. But still, having a human being come to your door is something people remember. So I think there's two things that have to happen. One is, if you're listening to this and you want to see a Republican victory, go volunteer to knock doors.
Yes.
Whether that's for a candidate or with AFP, just go do it. By the way, it's kind of fun. I don't know if, you know, most of your listeners probably haven't done it. It's actually a good time. You'll meet some nice people. You have some interesting experiences. You'll meet people who are aligned with you politically. You'll have conversations with people who aren't. It is really a great way to get to know people in your own state. So I just think we need a groundswell of regular people, your listeners, deciding, you know what, I've never done it before, but I want to fight for my party. I want to fight for the values I believe in. I'm going to go out and knock some doors.
We're talking with Mark Meckler, who is the co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, is a longtime conservative grassroots organizer. Mark, what should local candidates, county parties, and other grassroots activists be doing right now? Let's say I'm nervous about it, I'm uncomfortable with it, or I can't door knock. What else could I do?
Look, I mean, you mentioned some other things. That texting is good. There's also calling. Here's one that this is one of the easiest ones you could possibly do, and the fewest people actually do it, John, which is, I do this. I make a list in my own circle of the 10 people I know that would vote like me if they voted, and I make sure they vote. You know, I've got friends that I know they're going to vote. We talk politics all the time. They're very engaged, and they're definitely going to go out and vote. I also have friends that I know maybe from church. They're exactly like me in their value set. They would vote for the exact same people. I'm not so sure they vote. You know, they're busy. They're not engaged in politics. They're not paying attention. I make my list of 10, and I make sure I will hound them, literally. Did you vote? Have you early voted? Did you get your ballot yet? Have you voted? And eventually, like, I don't always get all 10 of them to vote, which frustrates me, but I'll get 8 or 9 of them to vote, or at least they tell me they voted. If each of us does that, it has an incredible effect on the number of people voting in a primary.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that. That is a good idea. And I think just something as simple as that, you know, encouraging your friends, your family members, and then following up with them. That's the key, you know, is making sure that not only you're doing it. And, you know, one of the things I also tell people, look, if you're not comfortable making a phone call, if you're not comfortable door knocking, write a check if you're able. You know, that it's the simplest thing you can, even if it's just $20 or $50, write a check. Another thing you can do, go on social media, post, write a letter to the editor. Simple things like that can make a difference. Make your voice heard in whatever way you're comfortable.
Yeah, and I think, John, one of the things I would really recommend to people is be consistent in that.
Yes.
In other words, that 10 thing that I said, that's not like one day you text 10 people. Keep your list, follow up with those 10 people, and hound them until they vote. If you're going to post in social media 5 days a week. It takes you under 5 minutes. So just every day, grab something and say, support so-and-so for office. And post a story that says why he's good. Show an interview he did or she did or a town hall or something. If you love being on Facebook, then pepper Facebook with things that favor your favored candidate, but do it consistently. I think one thing that people do, John, that's wrong, that's not that helpful, is they send a text or they post one time on Facebook. And to me, that's kind of virtue signaling, right? Oh, you make yourself feel good. And I posted on Facebook about the election. Yeah, one post isn't going to do it, folks. You
right.
need 50 posts and encourage your friends to post. Send your posts to your friends to right. like and post.
Yeah, exactly. Tell your friends at church, not just once, but multiple times. You know, host a little get together with your prayer group or whatever, and pray too. That's another good one. Mark, I appreciate you, my friend, as always, for joining us. If folks are interested, they can find information at obviously teapartypatriots.org. And if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, actually, the best place to find me now is at conventionofstates.com. I'm heading up the Article 5 movement to call a convention of states to restrain the federal government. So it's conventionofstates.com. Or follow me on X at Mark Meckler.
Well, and now at least you don't have to keep fighting for Kansas. We took care of ourselves here. So
God bless you guys. Yeah. Thank you. I know you were in the fight for a long time, John.
Yes. At least I don't have to have you on to talk about that anymore. We finally took care of that, brother. I appreciate you, my friend. We'll have you on again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good. God bless you.
Thanks, brother. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll take your calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Hold on. I think I heard someone outside the door that said, bring Dave back.
Yeah.
Bring Dave back.
It's getting desperate now. We tell you about the next day of action with the great folks at AFP coming up. It's coming up on the 16th. It's a great way to help mobilize grassroots activists for legislative advocacy, door knocking, and phone banking here in Wichita, and for that matter, all across Kansas. You can visit ks.americansforprosperity.org for more information. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. That's coming up on the 16th. So. Mm-hmm.
Another great way to get out there, like Mark was saying, you know, door knocking.
Yeah, it coincides exactly with what he was just talking about.
I think my wife and I did, 200 doors between Friday and Saturday. We were busy. We were hoofing it.
And you've told me the same thing basically that he lined out as well during the interview, is that it's a grassroots. It's a simple thing to do, but it's also probably, it is the best way to do it. I mean, you get a face to face with folks in the neighborhood. You get to meet some great people. And I mean, you get to talk with people who maybe align with you well.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have different ideas and something that
I've had some entertaining conversations,
but it creates good discussions though. And
it does.
So, yeah,
I've had some good conversations and I've had some not so good conversations door knocking when I was a candidate. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the fun. I've had conversations with people who vehemently disagreed with me. But even in the conversations with people who didn't, I mean, I've gone to doors when I was a candidate where they had my opponent's yard sign in the yard. Mm-hmm. But I still went to the door and they would at least. Many of them would at least say, well, I appreciate you coming to the door. You're still the only candidate that came to the door. I remember one guy actually, you know, asked me, how come you came to my door even though I have your opponent's sign? And I said, well, because, you know, you're a registered Republican and, you know, you're on my list. And, you know, what's the worst? It's like back when I was in high school and you know, wanted to go out. What's the worst she can say? Yeah. You know, if you want to date the gal, you got to ask her out.
Yeah, the answer is always no.
That's right. If you're at the high school dance and you want to dance with her, you know, it's, I don't know if you've been to this, you know, like the old Sadie Hawkins dances or that kind of stuff. You know, worst case scenario, what's she going to say? No. Okay. Then go dance with somebody else. And that was a reference I used with this particular voter was, well, okay, so you're dancing with somebody else doesn't mean I'm out. It just means that right now you're dancing with him. Right now, could be. You know, we have a conversation, and I've had more than one occasion where I've had them say, go ahead and pull that sign and bring me one of yours.
Wow.
So, you know, door knocking is fun. It's not so fun when it's 98 degrees out, but that just means you go earlier in the day or later in the evening. And it's great for weight loss, trust me. But, yep, so May 16th is the next day of action. And I completely agree with Mark. That's the best thing candidates need to do. And trust me, it's a little harder when you're, you know, getting up there at our age, but then drive. You know, I've gotten to a point now where we drive. We drive to the door, get out, go to the door, and then drive to the next one. If you can't walk all the streets, then drive. Mm-hmm. I had a buddy who had one of those little scooters, you know, and he would just take a scooter because he couldn't walk every door. So he would take a scooter and just do it that way. Park a scooter at the end of the driveway, walk up to the house and get back on his scooter and go to the next house. Mm-hmm. And that's find a way to make it work, but candidates have to door knock.
There's
just no, or if you need, I've got another candidate that has a driver and he just has campaign manager drives him.
Mm-hmm. And then Mark also mentioned something about, your social media content and stuff. If one post, like he said, one post is not it's not going to make a difference. You're not being proactive.
You
have to be.
You have to be viral. You have to get on social media, and you have to be, as he said, consistent about it. Mm-hmm. It's just one little tweet or one little. And people, I know a lot of people who say, "Oh, well, Twitter. I don't want to be on Twitter." Well, I'm sorry, but younger people in particular are I know I call it Twitter. It's X, but you know they're still on. Now, the one area I haven't gotten into yet, and I'm guilty about this, is I have not gotten on TikTok.
I haven't either.
I should, especially now that it's at least owned by a US based company. I haven't gotten on TikTok. I can't bring myself to get on TikTok. I have an Instagram account. I don't get over there very often. I should get on Instagram more. I don't get on True Social as much as I should, but you know, Facebook and X, I'm on a lot. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a TikTok account. One of these days I'll get on. If somebody wants to help me get on TikTok, I'd take the help. So there you go. Open invitation. Help me get on TikTok. I'll set it up and heck, I'll let you run it for me. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills. And then House Speaker Dan Hawkins will join us to discuss the upcoming, speaking of elections, 2026 elections and the importance of maintaining the Kansas House majority. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS or by listening to us on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow us on Facebook and True Social and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, we are thrilled to have with us our House Speaker Dan Hawkins to discuss the upcoming 2026 elections and the importance of maintaining the Kansas House majority, despite the fact that he's wrapped up, effectively wrapped up his term. I mean, he's still got a little bit of time left, but he's off running right now. In fact, from what I understand, he's got the pile driver out and he's pounding out 4x8s out in western Kansas as we speak. But thrilled to have him with us now. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Speaker.
That is true, John. I'm out in western Kansas, left Wichita at 9 a.m., and I've been to, clear to Liberal. I'm just leaving Garden City and heading to Scott City right now. And it's sun's going down.
I've been out there doing that very same thing on a couple of gubernatorial campaigns over the years. So I know the road you're on. So that's okay. Yeah. That's what it takes to win these statewide races. So
absolutely.
Dan, let me it's interesting that I've got you following our conversation a little while ago with Mark Meckler about the importance of these upcoming races, this midterms. Now, he and I were talking more on the federal level, but I just found out earlier tonight about a local House race here in Sedgwick County where we've got one of your colleagues that now has a primary. You know, if we lose the majority, assuming we either have the wrong Republican governor or, heaven forbid, a Democrat, I mean, it's Katie bar the door if we don't have enough of a majority. It could really be bad for our agenda.
You know, this election is going to be all about turnout. We have to get the Republicans to turn out. In Kansas, if the Republicans turn out, Republicans win.
Right.
If Republicans don't turn out, then it can be tough, and we don't need it to be tough. It truly is probably one of the most consequential elections for many different reasons. Number one, we need to keep our supermajority, but number two, we need to get a lot of people out to vote for the constitutional amendment on judicial selection. So those two things are of utmost importance. You know, there's always doom and gloom. Every election that I've been in, it seems like they always talk about how there's going to be a bloodbath on Republicans. But, you know, we put really, really good candidates out there. They work hard. They listen to the constituents, and most of the time they win. So we just need to continue that record. And, you know, last 2 years ago, the Democrats were going to break the Republicans back, and they were going to get three in Johnson County. We ended up getting three in Johnson County, and they lost three.
Right.
We need to have the same playbook this time. We need to continue our winning ways, and that all depends on Republican turnout.
Let's assume for the moment that we get a Republican governor, the right Republican governor. What issues were able to deliver on in 2026? Did you think the new Republican majority could accomplish in 27 with the right legislature and a conservative governor?
Well, certainly, you know, we worked hard to try to deliver property tax relief.
Right.
Matter of fact, we had a really, really good bill. One of the legs of the two-legged approach was to have a bill that limited local units of government's ability to raise their budget over a certain level, 3%, and then a constitutional amendment to slow the amount of appraisals that's going on out there, the increase in appraisals. We weren't able to get the constitutional amendment. We did pass House Bill 2043, which was an excellent bill. I actually thought the governor might sign that one. She didn't. She vetoed it. And, of course, you know, we've already left, and so we couldn't go back to override the veto. So that was a real disappointment for all of us that she vetoed that one. But that's something that we get the right Republican governor with the legislature that we have. We'll get that done next time. And in addition, there's another important thing that we've wanted for a long time, and that's certainly the ability of people to have a choice in where they send their kids to school.
Yeah.
We have the right Republican governor. We'll get that as well.
So, what you just said there, right Republican governor, without naming names, I think we all know who we're talking about here. It does have to be the right Republican, because there's at least one that basically no different than Laura Kelly.
Absolutely.
And that's part of the problem here. Not only do we have to make sure we keep the majorities, but we have to make sure that we're electing the right people in those positions.
You know, it's always kind of sad what our Republican parties do. You know, we've got 8 people in a race, and every time we have a massive number of people in a race, a lot of times we do get the wrong governor.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of hoping that thins out a little bit between now and June 1st, when the filing deadline is for all races. If it does thin out, then I think that the people will make the right choice. But when you've got 8, there's just too many choices to pick from. And then somebody's going to win it with 30% of the vote.
Yep. No, I agree.
And that makes it very difficult, because then you can have the wrong person win with 30% of the vote.
We're talking with the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. I do want to ask you about one thing. Obviously, we've seen a lot going on with the state legislatures in a number of other states this year. We just saw Virginia, North Carolina, now Tennessee, some of these other southern states, ever since the decision came down from the United States Supreme Court. It'd probably be a heavy lift, and we know that you've had some issues really in both chambers. Is there any? There been some talk. I know there was a little bit of rumor a week or two ago. Has there been any consideration of Kansas going back and looking at redistricting with the one seat that we have here that's held in Democrat hands, especially now that the Supreme Court decision came down?
Well, certainly, John, I worked really hard.
Oh, I know you
last,
did.
Last October, actually 8 weeks, October and November, trying to get a special session called. I came up 10 short in the House, 10 Republicans, 10 safe Republicans that could have voted to come back in, could have signed the petition and come back in, and chose not to. They were able to block it. And that hasn't changed. Those 10 are still just as dead set against redistricting as they were then.
Dan, did any of those 10 see what just happened in the primaries up in
Indiana?
What was it? 6 of the 7 just lost because of what they chose to do.
I would say you would have to be living in a cave to not know what happened. And I do think they know what happened, but I think that they have not changed their minds whatsoever. Mm. I do know there's at least 3 of them that did not vote for it, that have primaries because of it. One of them just happened this week, a primary. Clark Sanders up in Salina just got a primary. I don't know who the guy is, and most of us don't. I don't think anybody really knows who the guy is. But his sole thing on his Facebook is, you know, Clark Sanders stood in the way of redistricting. It's time for him to leave. So it's going to be interesting to see how that race plays out. But there's basically three of them out there right now, primaries. That is the sole reason for the primary is because those people stood in the way of redistricting.
Hmm. Well, and, you know, we know that the president spent a lot of money in those six of seven races. And, you know, we saw the outcome. It'll be interesting to see if you know, those same interests decide to play in Kansas at all.
And really, the one that he lost, the one that the president didn't win, couldn't win anyway. I mean, it was one of those that was right. Just really a safe seat. But the rest of them all paid a price. They sure did.
Yeah, one of them was, I believe, a member of leadership, wasn't he?
Majority leader.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Dan, I real quick, I know you're out there working. You are yourself not running for re-election to the House. You're running for insurance commissioner. How's that? Obviously, it's going fairly well. You're out there putting out 4x8s. How's it going?
It is. It's going well. We're putting about 1,000 miles a week on the vehicle. We're all over the state, east to west, north to south. We started this morning putting out, we got 200 4x8 signs to put out. And we're doing the western part out here today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. And then we'll get more to the center of the state and start putting them out there. But we're going across the state. Things are going very, very well. You know, we certainly have a Democrat backed by Kathleen Sebelius running against us. That's interesting in and of itself, you know, because Kathleen Sebelius is the one that gave us the ACA, and we know how the ACAs went.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say that Democrat will be just like Kathleen Sebelius as far as her philosophy, and that's not good for the state of Kansas.
No, and I'm sure as things ramp up, I'm sure that's what we'll end up seeing out of a lot of Kathleen's and Laura Kelly. It's the same thing, basically. What, you know, it was a puppet. So,
the great news for your listeners is Laura Kelly is in New York, state of New York, looking for a house.
Good. She's gone home.
Yeah, she's gone the whole month of May. She's up there with her kids looking for a house, and she'll have a house to move to as soon as she's done as governor. So she'll go back to where she started from, which is where she should have always been.
Exactly. She's gone home. Dan, we appreciate you as always. If folks are interested, they want to connect with you, if they want to reach out, or more importantly, if they want to make a donation, they can find you at HawkinsForInsurance.com, and that's F-O-R, yeah. Right?
Yes, that is. It's Hawkins, F-O-R, insurance.com. You can make donations, and of course, you can also sign up for our insurance newsletter. We'll keep doing the same thing we've always done. We'll put out information every week, letting people know exactly what's going on in that business. So,
appreciate you, my friend. We'll be in touch. I'm sure we'll have you on again soon.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break, and then our studio lines are open. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you to join Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Coming up on the 16th for their next focused day of action, they'll be taking their message on judicial selection reform directly to voters. And, Phil, I forgot to tell you about this.
Oh.
Coming up at the end of the month, May 31st, our next live remote.
All right.
Yep, we're going to do that live from AFP's headquarters down at Union Station. So,
good deal.
Mark your calendar, May 31st down at AFP. We'll be broadcasting live from Union Station. So,
you know where we should be having another live event?
Where?
Tonight.
Why?
At the fire pit.
Yes, we should be back at the fire pit tonight.
And to all the guys out there, and the gals and everyone, thanks for not inviting us. Sorry, what? Did it get lost in the mail?
Talk to Delperdang. Mm. I mean, you know, he's sitting there smoking his cigar, and I'm sitting here smoking a microphone. What can I say? You know, it is what it is. I could be. You know what we should do is just do it from there. and broadcast live. We have broadcast live from the fire pit before,
and it was a good time,
and it was fun.
We had a lot of fun. A lot of people involved.
We should do that again.
Mayor Wu was out there.
Do a broadcast live from the fire pit.
Yeah,
we could do that. I enjoyed broadcasting live. He's got that porch that overlooks the fire pit. It's perfect for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll talk to him.
Okay,
I'll talk to him. See if we can do another. Live from the Delper Dang fire pit.
Now, unfortunately, on my end, I don't get to partake in that. No, but someone's got to be here.
He's got that palatial mansion right there on the lake that, you know, he pulls his yacht up to the beach there. And then he's got Jeeves that, you know, caters. And he's got those four servants that bring all the appetizers and... and then he's got the three manservants, and then he's got the girls that come along in the little bikinis and feeding grapes that are peeled and all that stuff. And then he's got these other servants that fan you with big palm fronds.
John, I'm staring at the phone right now. I am waiting for a phone call.
Oh, trust me. But that's his mansion. Yeah. See, that's the way he lays out there, and then they feed him grapes while they fan him with palm fronds. And that's the Delper Dang palatial mansion. Well, basically, have you ever seen Scarface? You know the patio there that looked out. That's basically what it's like.
Okay,
it's like the big patio there where he's, you know, say hello to my little friend. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it looks like, and that's sort of like what is, and the big with the gold and all that stuff. That's sort of where I was broadcasting from. It's, you know what it reminds me of is Donald Trump's place there at the Trump Tower.
Trump Tower, okay.
It's very similar to what you would imagine with Donald Trump. Is gold everywhere, and that's the Delper Dang.
Marble floors.
And yeah, I'm sure they've got, like, I've never been allowed to go into the bathroom, but I'm sure it's got gold toilets and a bidet. I can't even spell bidet. But yeah, I'm sure that's what it's all about. So, yeah. I think we've picked on Leo now, but then again, he also didn't invite me. And this is what happens when you don't invite me. I pick on you. So that's how it works. And yes, the phone is ringing, by the way. I'm sure that's him. So at any rate, May 16th is the next day of action. The 21st is the next monthly meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. 28th is the Bourbon Martini and Cigar event. 30th is the Roll on Red event for the state party. And then the 31st will be our next live remote. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff. And again, all that information is available on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. In the meantime, thank you for joining us. Happy Mother's Day. Happy birthday to my wife. And tune in tomorrow morning for Woodward and Whit.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.